This
is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit.
Which begs the question, what about KFC? Are they too, indeed, the shiznit?
And I'm Keith.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And I'm Keith.
He is still Keith. Keith Habersberger from the Try Guys.
Habersberger.
Oh my God.
Is it really Habersberger?
Yes.
No. Wait.
So many people say Habersberger. I don't give a care.
That's a great. Well, today we found out it's Stiefel, not Stiefel. And so that's still
Stiefel.
Stuck in my head. It's just a coworker. Don't harass her.
It's hard. When you have a long name like Habersberger, in fact, if you can get 3 out of 4 syllables correct, I'll give you a passing grade.
Henizadeh.
So, yeah.
Don't get me started.
Is that still your name?
Legally, I don't think I'm legally married.
I feel like you should figure that out. What health insurance is?
So, long story short, the rabbi wrote the address of one of my officiants in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm legally married. So
I tell you, there are sticklers about those marriage forms.
I thought you were going to say rabbis are sticklers.
I think they are.
True.
But no, the California marriage department, whatever that is, they, if you sign outside of the box, they'll make you redo it. I know, because I signed somebody's wrong.
Wait, same.
And then they had to come.
I had
to do it again.
Why have we all had this experience? My brother didn't have health insurance for like 2 months, and he was really mad at me because I messed up the date.
You married your brother?
No, I didn't marry my brother married his lovely wife, but I was the witness because he was like your next of kin. But I am also stupid and irresponsible, and he was plying me with cognac the entire night.
Number one advice, sign the marriage license before the ceremony. I know it feels wrong.
That's what we did.
Do it.
It still got screwed up. No, it still got screwed up.
Many weddings I've gone to, everyone's like, people are leaving like, oh, wait, the license. And everybody's hammered. And they're trying to read suddenly a contract and not mess it up. And you're going to.
Yeah, that's good advice. You've never seen the movie Little Nicky?
I have, but not in the last 20 years.
Not enough to recognize the line, Popeye's chicken is the shiznit.
And now I recognize it. And now I get the accent. No, as soon as you started talking, I'm like, oh, yeah, that is from
that.
But no, I watched that movie once. And again, not in the last 20 years. So it didn't stick with me like it stuck with you.
Not a Sandler guy?
I am actually a Sandler guy. But
not a Little Nicky.
That one wasn't my one.
That's funny.
I liked all the others.
I can't remember the name.
Jack and Jill.
The one at the elementary school where he had to go
Billy
back.
Madison.
That one.
Waterboy.
Waterboy was actually probably my favorite one. I watched that one a lot. It was great.
Keith, you had a baby recently.
I did.
Oh, mazel.
Thank you.
What is the first fried chicken that you will feed your baby?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I mean, what is the first that they can not choke on and die from? Either way, it's going to be macerated to not be a good fried chicken experience. So the best, the first fried chicken experience he gets, I think it should be. My first one was probably grocery store fried chicken, to be honest.
Which
an underrated fried chicken.
And yeah, a grocery store fried chicken can be really good. And then I had a KFC, and I didn't have Popeyes at all until I was after college. We didn't have it in Tennessee very readily available.
What was that first Popeyes experience like for you? Were you mind blown? Were you one of the people that started fights in the Popeyes line because of how good it is?
I kind of was blown away at how good it was. I was mad that I hadn't had it because I really liked fried chicken, and I didn't realize how much I even could like it until I had Popeyes.
Popeyes is what got you to go clear, I believe they used in Scientology.
Yes.
Popeyes is your going clear fried chicken.
Yeah, because
I've never heard that before. Okay.
I like, well, it has so much grease that it actually turns paper clear.
Oh, I see, correct.
I loved KFC growing up, and I loved grocery store fried chicken. And then when I got to Chicago, we had Popeyes, and Popeyes also had at the time the can't get enough of that Popeyes. And something about that jingle was really the first great thing that I loved. And then they did a lot of like spinoffs of the jingle, but there was one not far from me, and they had a $2 Tuesday meal. It was two pieces of chicken.
Two pieces of chicken,
one side and one biscuit for $2.
I can't even buy gum for $2.
That changed the game for me as a broke 21-year-old by far to get a $2 lunch. Maybe it was like $2.22. It was very $2 oriented. Mm-hmm. And Becky and I both actually got it almost every Tuesday for a long time.
Oh my God. So do you confidently say that Popeyes beats KFC, or are you still on the fence right now? Because we do have a lot of Popeyes in front of us, a lot of KFC in front of us. We tried to mirror the exact orders at each other because I would say that I like Popeyes better. I don't know. I think memory is right often false. You know,
sure.
You sort of think of things that don't actually exist. I never taste them side by side. And so now I'm very curious to see what happens. Nicole, what say you?
What do I say? My father was a KFC man.
Was a drinker.
Like truly, like.
Where was he from?
We're from Iran. Well, I was born here. Mm. My dad like had this fixation with Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know what it was, but it was like pure Americana to him.
It is pure Americana,
so
100%.
Just the thought of like getting something from there and then getting mashed potatoes and gravy, he was like set. He loved it. So I grew up with this in my house, the KFC in my house. But Popeyes, I feel like it's more modern and it tastes better.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It just does taste better to me and it looks better.
Yeah. And it smells better.
Yeah.
KFC, one military industrial complex, right? Mm-hmm. Colonel Sanders, you know what I mean? Popeyes don't play into that. It's more modern.
But also, KFC was like an ambassador for fried chicken around the world.
It was, yeah.
KFC is the reason we have Korean fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge. So we can't pretend like it wasn't. Essential,
iconic,
integral to the success of fried chicken around the globe, and you know doesn't Japan do the Christmas KFC dinner?
Every Christmas.
So there's something so funny about how KFC is this Americana thing, but also is embraced by these other cultures as a special meal.
Sure,
when it really is like, you know, a fine meal in America that we like.
That's a lot of Americana products. Like PBR was sold as a luxury beer in Japan, which was then like. In part responsible for marketing PBR as like a hipster beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because PBR used to be like the most working class beer out there.
Oh, yeah.
It sort of flipped.
It won a blue ribbon over 100 years ago.
Sure did.
When there weren't many competitors.
Never letting it go, yeah.
So, I mean, KFC, you have some history with KFC. Didn't you like stay in Colonel Harlan Sanders' bedroom?
I did not stay there, but I visited the very first KFC, which is a gas station. Do you know the whole thing? I'm sure you do. You know everything.
I rattle it off.
He knows everything. You know, you always know this more than I do. KFC started as a gas station. He was like, I have a gas station. And he thought that, you know, his real agenda was a hotel. Mm-hmm. And people stop and the wives come in. They're sort of like buying things. But what if they could see a demo room of a hotel? They might be incentivized to stay the night.
Hmm.
And then once they had people stay the night, it's like, well, we got to feed these people. So they had his family fried chicken recipe and they made it in the kitchen of the hotel. But they literally had a dummy hotel room in the gas station So you would walk in, you would see like an example. Like, well, that looks like a nice place. Honey, we should just stay the night. We should stop driving. We're driving so far. And they would. And I visited that gas station / hotel / kitchen. I saw the original place where they had the secret herbs and spices in jars on the side. I'm sure it was nothing. But it felt fun and I was immersed. But they don't actually serve fried chicken at that location. You have to go down the street to a close, just normal KFC to get fried chicken. That's just like a historical museum experience.
I did know that. No, actually, I actually didn't know a lot of that.
Yeah.
I knew it was like a roadside motel that I started at in like 1930,
yeah,
I believe. And then,
Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin, Kentucky.
That's right.
Good old Corbin, Kentucky. Yeah. And then it was in like 1957, I believe, the first franchise opened. When you're talking about the difference between KFC and Popeyes, KFC hangs their hat a lot on the 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Secret.
Right?
Secret.
Are they
and
secret?
They're seasoned. There's a handwritten note that people have dug up in Colonel Sanders' old house, but it has not been verified, but they have them written down there.
It's not proportioned.
Like, it's not proportioned, so how could you even guess? But like marjoram, just like marjoram.
Mustard.
Like
ginger.
Mustard powder. I don't know if there's ginger in there. White pepper
onion
for
powder.
Sure.
Yeah, white pepper is
like
one
the
of
normal
the
stuff.
Ones. Yeah.
But it's a lot of it to me comes down to the actual method, and there are two very distinct methods of cooking here, right? So KFC, one, there is like egg powder and like milk powder in their actual dry dredge, and then they dip it straight into water.
Yes, it's water, which is crazy,
it's a water-based
right?
dredge, which I'm sure a lot of it was shelf stability in the restaurants,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
That wasn't the OG for sure.
It's like a Bisquick. It's like a
mix. There's probably not leavening agent in it, but it's like a brownie mix where you have the powdered dairy and the powdered egg for shelf stability. Because when you're working on big scale, do that. And then
and you got a bunch
water.
Of high school idiots doing it.
Yeah.
Not to diminish the work of high schoolers, but it's not.
The average age of a fast food worker is deep in their 30s.
And it's not even.
I did not know that.
It's not even about their.
Propaganda
honestly,
that they're all in high school so they can
right.
pay them less. Yeah.
It's not even about their intelligence. Yeah. It's about like, well, I also wouldn't be motivated to do a good job.
Same. No, you spread yourself so thin across all these franchises and it's owned by, you know, PepsiCo is a parent company on a parent company on a parent company. But Colonel Sanders, they invented the pressure fryer, not KFC, but Broster, which you've heard the term broasted chicken.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They invented the pressure fryer in, I believe, 1952. And then 1962, Colonel Sanders files for a patent on his own pressure fryer. And so that's still
way
to this
go.
Day. I know, right? He wasn't trying to suck on the broaster teat.
Yeah.
So they did that. I found out something really interesting about Popeyes. So they don't use a pressure fryer, but they do use a type of fryer that was invented. They call it the ultra fryer. That was invented by Church's Chicken in 1952. So 1952, Church's Chicken.
Everything's happening in the
50s. Dude, it's great. No, honestly, that
50s.
Was. But that was all fast food.
Chicken in the 50s.
Post World War II, like so Cold War starting, sending our best off to Korea to fight God knows what. Americans, right? They're just eating.
Eat
chicken.
It by the bucket.
We
We're
won
doing
World
well.
War II with British intelligence, Russian blood, and American steel.
Woo!
And now we got fried chicken.
Hell yeah.
This is taking a weird turn. Anyways, so Church's invents.
I can't
believe
we're not eating this chicken yet. I'm like,
give
really
me. I want to talk about.
I'm really struggling.
I want to talk about Popeye's corporate acquisition of Church's Chicken in 1989.
Fine. Can you do it under 3 minutes?
I'll do it in under 90 seconds.
Okay, go for it.
Start the clock. All right, so 1972, Al Copeland in the suburbs of New Orleans, he starts Popeye's Fried Chicken. Meanwhile, alternate timeline, 1952, is started by a man named Bill Church, I believe, outside of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Church's Chicken decides that all the fryers are not good enough for commercial spaces. They start a separate company trying to sell their ultra-top fryer that they call Far West Foods or Far West Products. And then in 1989, Al Copeland, Popeyes had outpaced Church's Chicken at that point. They buy Church's Chicken for $330 million, but it was
crazy.
A very hotly contested, a lot of legal disputes within the acquisition. 3 years later, the man goes bankrupt. So suddenly Popeyes owns Church's, owns this weird industrial fryer company that kind of revolutionized industrial fryers in the restaurant space called Ultra Fryer now. And then all of these private equity firms come in and they just start divvying them up. So now Popeyes is owned by like RBI, Restaurant Brands International, which owns Tim Hortons, which owns Burger King, and Church's is just owned by some weird investment firm. And there's Ultra Fryer just sitting in its own independent company as Far West Products right now. I have 60 seconds left. That's about it. That's all I wanted to talk about. So I wanted to say that both of them have introduced different sort of innovations into the frying game, right? Popeyes marinates their chicken
for
12 hours.
For
KFC.
Him? Don't encourage
KFC.
Him.
I sort of like a clapping normally.
They're
like
seasoning fresh in stores. You know what I mean? I think these are two great products. And then finally, Popeyes, August 12th, 2019, right? Break the damn internet with their chicken sandwich. You know, and then that forced KFC's hand to create their own chicken sandwich, despite the fact that they had chicken sandwiches for years. If you remember KFC's Chicken Littles?
Yeah, I remember. They were okay.
The Chicken Littles. Oh, they were so cute.
They were okay, and they had the sauces were not good, and they were too much. But what I loved about Popeyes is I'm looking for another company to come through in the fast food industry and affect every other business as substantially as Popeyes did.
Popeyes really shook
That's
it up.
That's never happened.
They shook up the
McDonald's
game.
Has never come out with an apple pie that made every other restaurant be like, dang, pie. We got to change our pie.
Yeah.
They're like, no, that's never happened. They improved the conditions of all other fried chicken sandwiches.
Bless you, Popeyes.
Which is incredible, except McDonald's is still really bad.
Yeah,
really bad.
They just couldn't.
It got worse. I feel like it got worse.
Yeah.
Because now they have something called the Grand McChicken, which is a larger McChicken. So they're hanging their hat on that.
Ew.
But no, Popeye's fried chicken sandwich came about at the exact right time when beef prices were soaring, inflation on the rise, and they're like, chicken is cheaper than ever.
Which sauce?
Let's eat it.
Ranch?
This can't be won in theory. This is a game that has to be won in practice.
Are you buttermilk or blackened ranch? What are you feeling?
The blackened ranch from Popeyes is the single best sauce.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Holy
smokes. I'm just sort of a plain old ranch. I normally on my channel say bitch, but here we don't. So I'm just a ranch slut.
Is acceptable.
That's acceptable.
Nicole's the one who's allowed to decide whether or not it's acceptable. I got the tenders from Popeyes. I don't love Popeyes tenders, but I never order tenders.
I never order tenders either.
I'm a whole
They feel like
man.
They're dry. They're going to be dry because they're so thin.
They're dry. Can I have a KFC one? Mm-hmm. And then can you give me a sauce to dip it in?
KFC tender.
Oh, yeah. So,
take a tendy. If you look at the KFC tender next to the Popeyes tender, Popeyes boasts the fact that their batter is crispier, but the problem is when you're doing tenders, they're boneless. Or sorry, they're skinless, so you don't get that interaction of batter to skin. In KFC, you see all these big craggly bits on it. If you look at a KFC tender next to a Popeyes tender, you know the KFC tender is going to taste better.
It also almost looks like the Popeyes tender was butterflied to be smaller.
Yeah.
The tender on this is massive, and this is all fry and a very thin piece of meat.
You versus the guy she tells you not to worry about. Sorry, I had to do it.
Had to.
Nicole!
Had to do it
What
to
are you
him.
Dipping it in?
I found a creamy orange sauce. I'm going to try the KFC tender for the first time, and I am excited. I haven't had a... I don't know if...
I'm doing the classic ranch from KFC.
This is a Buffalo Ranch.
That is Buffalo Ranch? Mm-hmm. I guess that's closer to the blackened ranch experience.
Mm.
Boneless chicken to boneless chicken.
Mm-hmm.
The KFC tender is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more meat.
Way more meat.
Like
so much more
an
meat.
An unbelievable amount more.
There's somehow more meat, but also more breading in a way that just makes it better. What is Popeye's chicken doing?
Not good in the tenders.
They're just
apparently.
Focusing on their bone in. And I don't blame them. And the sandwich. The sandwich is also really good. But I like the bone-in chicken probably. That's sort of, to me, the real measure of a fast food restaurant, like fried chicken.
Bone-in chicken?
Yeah, the bone-in, because it's harder to cook correctly. And it's just something about this tearing meat off the bone in your hands experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's messy. It's greasy. You're all digging your hands into a pile of food.
Yeah.
It's communal. That's how people were meant to eat.
It's like ribs. You know? You're meant to be messy.
You go to a Filipino kamayan feast. You're all just sitting around. You have the banana leaves, a bunch of pork and rice, and you're all just eating with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ethiopian food.
Sure.
Sitting there,
Korean barbecue, even just sharing the grill around each other. Hot pot, dipping your meats in one big old pot.
Yeah, I love that.
I always wonder, I dip the raw meat in with the chopsticks, and then is the raw meat not on the chopsticks? But you don't care because you're a hot pot.
I recently did it, and I just fully did the tongs, and I just put the tongs in the pot for 3 seconds, too. Then it's all good.
That's boiled.
I'm constantly boiling it in between me and the food. Yep.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's go. Oh, there's the biscuits on top of the chicken. I like they steam the biscuits on the chicken. Let's go bone-in chicken to bone-in chicken.
Is this original recipe?
Original.
This is original. We did not get the extra crispy. Nicole, five.
Oh, thank you so much.
I remember we did a drunk fast food taste test. And
like a breast or a breast is cheating?
I love a breast.
I love it. Keep the breast, man.
I love them. And I remember this being way more flavorful than I thought it was. It's better than I think you want to give it credit for.
I feel like KFC is so old school. Like Nicole said, this to me is like the chicken of my dad, where I'm like, Popeyes is mine. That's the food of the youth.
But chicken whenever of the dad.
Whenever I eat KFC, I'm like, those 11 herbs and spices are hitting.
They're good. This breast is overcooked, which is a common problem.
It happens. That's just good eating, man.
Mm. The breading flavor is really good, but it's also soft and gooey.
Yeah.
Not...
This is not very crispy. You get the extra crispy, which Colonel Sanders himself like disavowed.
No way.
Oh my God. Yeah. So Harlan Sanders like sold off all his restaurants and he didn't really start until much later in life, right? Like he opened it initially when he was 40. By the time it was franchised out, he was like 67. He was kind of like an old man already. And so, you know, he sells them off. They really blow up really quickly. And then what are you laughing about?
67's old?
It is, I think.
Family dies so young.
They
67,
you don't
outlived.
Retire at 65?
I found that out today that you're supposed to retire at 65.
Retired people are old.
I guess.
That's why they're retired.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I know like 95-year-olds.
I'm not
still
ageist. It's
day.
A point of fact that he was a bitter old man. And he came back to the KFC franchise and he had the extra crispy. And he was like, this is a bloated dough ball. This isn't my mom's fried chicken.
Also, it's implying that this was crispy, and it wasn't.
That's a good point.
It's like extra. Now that looks.
Holy smokes.
Now that looks crispy.
That's not just extra crispy. That looks like unbelievably crispy.
I'm going to put my spoon, and I'm going to do that thing that they do on Instagram. Oh.
You're going to go for the, that's the breast, isn't it?
I don't know. This looks like a thigh.
Wait a second. Why?
Yeah, you're right. It's a huge thigh.
It's a nice thigh.
It's a big.
It's a Pixar mom thigh.
That is a burlesque show. That is a strong swimmer right there. That is.
Oh my God.
The KFC fried chicken has it's like a thin exoskeleton.
Yes.
And they're both dry dredges, but this Popeyes looks so much better than the KFC.
It looks better and it tastes better.
You can imagine it bouncing in the commercial.
Oh.
You know, you see it falling and it's like bouncing around the table with its friends. It's really good.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's
so
seasoned better.
Leaps and bounds better.
So much better.
Oh, it's not even as greasy. And I can handle a lot of grease. Mm-hmm. KFC was pretty oil-logged. Even though they're supposed to fry for 10 and then let drain for 5.
That didn't happen.
And then hold it at 175 degrees. I don't know if it did or if they just overcrowded the pressure fryer. But this Popeyes, I've had more consistent experiences at Popeyes than I have at KFC.
Don't a lot of... like the high tier chefs say that their favorite fast food is Popeyes. It's like a very common
it is.
Yeah, the chefs of America are like, oh yeah, when I'm gonna have to eat fast food, I eat Popeyes because it's really really good and really consistent.
And also because like fried chicken is it's probably the most popular food around the globe. I think there's certainly a lot of population that doesn't eat meat, but like you were talking about KFC, travel the globe, even churches is in like 26 different countries.
That's
like America's like third or fourth biggest chicken.
That's
chain.
Crazy.
Is that like a mission trip that Church's Chicken did?
It's
like
missionaries from Church's Chicken.
That's a pretty smart like fried chicken diplomacy.
It would
you
work.
You know what I mean?
I taste this. This was Jesus's recipe. If he can do this to chicken, what can he do for you?
If the Mormons cooked more flavorful food, imagine how many converts they could have gotten from around the globe.
They don't like caffeine, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Don't they
the
like not like indulgence at all?
I don't know anything about Mormons.
I don't either, except they know everyone's history. They know who your parents' 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 parents were, and they won't tell you.
They won't tell you?
No.
They'll like use it against you.
They just know it. I don't know what they do with it.
Scary.
Yeah, the Mormons have the largest. They run like the Ancestry.com companies. They have
like 23andMe.
Whoa.
They have tabs in that as well. They have the largest catalog of family lineage of the country and maybe the world. They like that's what they do now. They have everyone's lineage. Like you can, if you know a Mormon, who's like real Mormon, you can be like, hey, can you look up who my great 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 grandfather is? And they'll be like, yes, but I'm not sure I'm allowed to let you know. I have an inside Mormon.
I don't know a single Mormon. Who,
what Mormon's inside you?
Not me, but oh, okay. I have a Mormon on the inside. I have a friend who's on the inside.
I grew up around a ton of Mormons, love Mormon people, love their food even. Shout out to Funeral Potatoes out there. I did find it funny. Listen, this is taking a weird turn. Funeral potatoes?
I don't know that.
Oh, someone comment about Mormon funeral potatoes out there. It's like the singular Mormon dish. It's just like a bunch of frozen potatoes with like cheese and pork products.
But you have to wait for somebody to die.
You gotta wait for someone to die, which is fine because they have very big families. So people are always dying and being born. That's why they love funeral potatoes. That's not true. But my favorite thing that the Mormon church ever did is what's the term? Posthumously baptized Holocaust victims.
Oh yeah, they do a lot of that. That
yeah,
really
that
like.
Was that was not a big Jewish organization. It might have been the ADL sued the Mormon Church.
Yeah, you can't be. Yeah, they just take like historical figures and say, you know what? They were a Mormon. Actually, we're gonna baptize them.
Interesting.
You know, one funny thing about fast food is to me.
What's up?
Every fast food tastes really good when you eat it in a vacuum. Not in a vacuum, more like in a car. But I'm saying not next to another fast food.
Right.
And then you actually taste it right next to another one. And you're like, oh my God, Popeye's chicken is
the shiznit?
Leagues better. It is indeed.
It's the
Adam Sandler from Little Nicky. It is the shiznit.
You were right.
Right?
Okay, so one thing that I wanted to bring up is a thing that has existed once or twice in Popeye's history and they got rid of it. And it was called Rippin' Chicken.
And oh my God, yes.
I've never heard of Rippin' Chicken.
The reason I liked it is because it looked like a deep fried hand.
Uh-huh.
They basically took like a chicken breast and they sliced it kind of hand style and breaded the whole thing. So the fun of it was like almost like a Twizzlers pull and peel, but for fried chicken.
Yeah, it was like monkey bread. It
you
was,
like
yeah.
pull off a chicken tender and you gnaw on it.
And you share.
I think you're supposed to eat it yourself.
Aww, well,
but I'm
I
not
like
sure,
sharing.
But it's called Rippin' Chicken and it really looked like a deep fried hand and that always made me laugh so much every time I saw the poster of it.
That's
outside
incredible.
Popeyes. I only bought it once and it was kind of like these. It was like a little underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But man, was it a funny looking product. And KFC, they did the double down. They've had their hand in ridiculous looking. And I had that and it was really delicious, and it's the fastest I've ever felt heartburn set in. From
oh, wow.
Like I've had 4 bites in, I'm like, oh, I feel my esophagus hurts. It was
I
so much fat.
Ones.
I think the double down is, to me, rooted in like classic turn-of-the-century Gilded Age American French-inspired cookery.
Mm. Okay.
If you look at chicken cordon bleu.
It's true. It's the bacon, same thing. Sauce, cheese, and chicken.
Or you look at chicken Kiev, you look at, what's the other one that's not chicken Kiev?
There's Kiev another chicken. One.
Kiev chicken. No, but it's a chicken breast with sauce, pork products, you know, cheese in the middle.
Yeah, good stuff.
Turducken.
That's a big one.
I like the famous bowl, which isn't represented today.
All of the
famous
bowl.
Which is depressing, but I still really like it.
The famous bowl is really fun because it also is just kind of like what happens at the end of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like that's what your plate just becomes. So I love that they was like, what if your plate started like that? And it works.
Yeah.
And there's corn in it. Somehow the corn
is important.
They burst like blueberries in a cereal, you know?
They really do. They really
do. The corn is like the most integral part to
KFC
famous
bowl. Yes.
Innovation. So we got like the tenders at KFC are obviously better, but we all agree that we don't really mess with tenders that much. A lot of people do.
I mean, I'm not necessarily, when I'm eating fast food, it's typically in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And eating bone-in chicken in the car seems counterintuitive.
Also,
no way, man. You got to do it.
The thing is that the best chicken tenders are surprisingly Carl's Jr. They have excellent chicken tenders.
They're hand-breaded.
They're actually really, really good. Now, the rest of their food, I can't vouch for. Actually, their burgers are pretty good.
I love Carl's. Carl's Jr. is one of my favorite fast food restaurants.
But I think they're like
their grilled chicken
sandwich. Their nuggets and their other stuff is bad. Their burgers are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And their chicken tenders are the best.
Well, I got to eat them.
Surprisingly.
Carl's Jr. started hand-breading their chicken tenders, which is really tough. I mean, fried chicken places will do that too, but Carl's Jr., they're making zucchini, they got crisp-cut fries, making grilled chicken sandwiches. They once put a hot dog and potato chips on top of a hamburger.
I remember that. That was the All-American?
The most American burger.
I'm so sorry. Most American.
It was a troll in the food world.
The Monster Burger was my first time enjoying mayonnaise on a burger.
And Carl's Jr. is the hottest mayonnaise on their burgers, which is what I love about them. But Carl's Jr. also hand dips their shakes, which is incredible. Carl's Jr. is the best fast food milkshake out there.
Really?
They do
better than Shake Shack.
This is
Shake Shack.
Really? Are you eating the classic or the spicy?
Classic.
Classic.
Oh, we got the spicy
already. You guys enjoy.
I'm full, but
sandwich is honestly the best thing at this table. I judge it by the bone in, but this is so much better than the bone in chicken is too. The Popeye's chicken sandwich is absolutely phenomenal.
Will you eat a bite of the KFC one just for good measure?
Yes, of course.
Let's see what it tastes like. Josh, pass it
over. Chicken.
I love chicken.
The KFC chicken sandwich, again, you take a bite and you're like, this is a perfectly good fast food chicken sandwich. You eat the Popeyes. We don't need to relitigate how good the Popeyes sandwich is. Everybody's done that. We've done that. Leagues better.
Wow.
Leagues. And KFC has had years to come up with it, right? But they've had years to come up with an answer.
You're right. This is good. I would be satisfied by the KFC. Mm. But then I take a bite of the Popeyes. And my world is like somebody puts like the ability to see color glasses on me, but I was colorblind.
Wow.
Which I'm not colorblind. So I don't
Toby McGuire in Pleasantville.
It's Pleasantville.
It's like having sex.
It's like having sex.
The chicken is like having sex. You see in color.
Keith, make your C face.
Oh my God. Make my coming face?
No, I meant chicken, not coming. I don't know what that means. I'm a widow baby. We're asexual. I have no idea. We respect the asexual community.
God, this is so good.
It's so good. I already know it's good. I don't need to eat it.
Well, you should eat it, though.
I mean, really, Nicole, it would mean a lot to me.
Why not?
I'm so full.
Please, Nicole, no peer pressure.
This is the spicy one you're giving.
Popeye's, the bun is better. The sauce is better. The chicken meat is better. The chicken carapace is better, and there's no reason that it should be, right? What, like, general manager was in charge of Popeye's? Because it was some regional GM, right, who was they were doing the legwork. They were going to the stores and being like, you, this is how we do that. We're going to maintain quality control. This must have been, like, a Douglas MacArthur-level war readiness effort for Popeye's before their August 12th launch of the chicken sandwich.
It tastes like
unreal
cake.
Good.
The bun tastes like cake. The chicken tastes like the most incredible chicken in the world.
Look at the size of that chicken.
The sauce.
The chicken looks like a cartoon.
Nuts. Yeah, it looks cartoonishly good, and it is cartoonishly
KFC
good.
KFC tried to copy their bun. They're not baking these buns in-house. This is some third-party factory. Burger King delayed the launch of their attempt at the chicken sandwich like 9 months because they said they went through 30 different bun factories.
And Popeyes
just found it? Popeyes was working on this chicken sandwich since the fall of the Berlin Wall, and they weren't ready to release it for 38 years. Wow. Fact.
Fact.
That's what I believe.
Tear down that sandwich!
Someone please fact check this, man. Do you want to try the sides, or do you guys feel like you made a definitive decision? You want to eat a side?
I want to try the sides.
Oh, Josh.
Oh.
Josh is dipping his sandwich.
Josh is jolly-being this experience right
gravy.
Now. That is a full Jollibee move. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Take some Mac.
I wish Jollibee was here, but we don't have enough room on this table.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options when it comes to fried chicken.
Yeah.
I really think Popeyes is going to crush the side game, but I haven't had the chicken... the mac and cheese.
Dipping a chicken sandwich in gravy like a French dip sandwich is not as good as you might think.
Bland.
That's a public service announcement
to
everybody in our orbit.
KFC mac and cheese is bland. The Popeyes mac and cheese is much better. A very strong cheese flavor. I think it needs more salt and maybe some more like acidity, but it is good. Both could use with a breadcrumb or some other salt element that makes it better.
Yeah,
I am using fried chicken to scoop up the macaroni as I do not have a fork.
I have spoons over
all
here.
All the spoons are by me.
I said I do not have a fork.
Okay.
Mmm. The red beans and rice is pretty good.
The Popeyes mashed potatoes and gravy is money.
Oh my God. It's that Cajun gravy. That Cajun gravy.
Honestly, to me, it was always the Cajunness. Oh, I like loved, like we talk about Tony Sacheri's all the time on the show, and I put it in everything. I just love Cajun food.
The sides swept, just swept KFC. Oh. Just swept.
That's like when
it.
There's a hotly contested game, even though you know one team is better, and they go to overtime, and then it's just like win by 17 points. You know, Keith loves sports.
I love sports.
I like sports too.
I've heard
sometimes.
Of some. Man, that chicken sandwich though. Yeah. It really makes me think, oh, you shouldn't get anything but that. Because it's while the bone-in chicken was better than KFC, the difference between the chicken sandwich and the next best thing on this table is so far.
You're right.
Unreal.
It's unreal how good it is.
I need to put, we need to put like a challenge out there to every fast food restaurant. Just make the next product to try and change everybody else into becoming
yeah
you.
What do we what need to think? Well, fast food salads are always terrible, but I don't care for them to be better.
Correct.
Yeah.
What would be the next big best thing?
Smash burgers.
I mean, Chipotle's burrito bowl did that.
They maybe need to bring smash burgers.
You're right. Like McDonald's yeah and Burger King need a real smash burger.
A real one.
A real one. Yeah. It's like actually paper thin and crispy on the edges.
Yeah.
That would be impressive to
yeah
me.
Yeah. Not cooked in like a little microwave steam yeah bath, whatever
not,
they
not
do.
Not kept in a little
yeah
plastic cabinet. Drawer.
Popeyes wins. It Popeyes is indeed it the
Popeyes
shiznit.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right, Nicole and Keith. We've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky opinions are out there in the universe. Well, it's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
What was that? That was inspired. I liked it.
It was natural.
Oh my God.
It was.
I'm natural.
It was like you were cutting a WWE promo there for a moment.
I was trying to go for more of like a post-punk, hardcore, like guttural. What did you call it? Mid?
Oh, like a mid scream?
Mid scream.
Yeah, not quite a death growl.
No, it was mid scream.
Yeah. Or can you do a pig squeal? We should start a band. All right, Becky, roll that first opinion.
Hey, Josh and Nicole. This is Danny from Chicago. Love the Danny podcast. Love listening to it. Been listening since day one.
Thank wow you.
Love the work y'all do.
Cool.
My hot take opinion casserole is that sushi is completely overrated. It's not very good, in my opinion. And it's completely overshadowed all the other really good Japanese cuisine that I wish had taken off in the United States.
That's a good point.
And as a continuation of that, I think the next big thing, like the next major sensation to sweep the States, should be okonomiyaki. Midwesterners would go nuts for a cabbage pancake. And I think like it's just an untapped market. What do you guys think?
I think the last part is correct, that Midwesterners would go nuts for cabbage.
And mayonnaise.
The cabbage is big. I mean, you have the corned beef and cabbage.
Sure.
And I like cabbage. It's good.
I run through about a head and a half to 2 heads of cabbage a week. No. I love cabbage.
What are you doing with it?
Oh, I do anything. I'll make a lot of salads with it because it holds so much longer than lettuce. Uh-huh. So you can do any raw preparation. I'll pickle a lot of it.
It's waxy. That purple cabbage, so
you know,
waxy.
Sometimes I'll ferment it. Sometimes I'll just braise it. Sometimes I'll make stuffed cabbage leaves.
Ooh, wow.
You know, do a whole roasted cabbage head.
Cabbage and potatoes.
Cabbage salad.
Fried cabbage.
It's great. Do you think sushi's overrated, though?
No.
I think sushi in Chicago is probably just not as good.
Sushi is not overrated. Raw fish is delicious. Rice is delicious. Seaweed is delicious. Soy sauce is delicious. Wasabi is delicious. It's the best. I love sushi. I eat it often. And I think it's, you know, I think it's nice. It's a nice way to incorporate, you know, fresh, delicious seafood into your diet.
Yeah. We did. We talked about this last podcast where America has a weird relationship to sushi because we view it as almost religious, right? It's this very like Spartan thing. Mm. Keith, you're going to an omakase dinner tonight, right? Mm-hmm. And it's this whole spiritual experience of, oh, you're watching the sushi chef and they're masterfully preparing each bite with their hands and yada, yada. And that has led to a huge markup in price in America for sushi because people think they're experiencing something that's sacred. Mm-hmm.
Dinner and a show.
Don't have that about okonomiyaki.
Yeah, I mean, I like the sushi stop sushi as well.
Me
like,
too.
I don't need it to be super expensive. I have my places that I love the most, and mm-hmm. they're kind of pricey, I think. The Sushi Eye in Los Feliz is the one I'm referring to. Ooh. It's really quite good. I like getting sushi at Nobu. Not that I go there. The one time a year I'm going there because I have a friend who works there. I get sushi and it's great. But I just like sushi everywhere. Even like kind of a cheap roll can be very satisfying.
I agree.
Kroger is now the largest sushi seller in America.
There you go. Kroger
that might be stores. Why so this person thinks it's overrated.
I mean, no, honestly, Danny, though, but...
I will say that when I was in Chicago, I had very little exposure to sushi. So the first time I had it was there as like a 24-year-old. And first of all, very expensive.
Yeah,
so I was like, I was priced out immediately. Mm. And I was intimidated by the menu. And then when I had what I got, I was like, this is fine. Because I hadn't had it much. So this first exposure was, oh, I can't afford this. And then so I got like something that had like tempura. I'm like, this is weird. Like, and I didn't like it. But I don't know anything about this cabbage pancake. So.
Oh my God.
Okonomiyaki.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's effectively like cabbage. Like you can add various meats and whatever to it, but it's like cooked on a flat top and then you top it with just huge squiggles of mayonnaise and like a really thick like eel sauce, just a sugary sauce. And then with a ton of katsuobushi,
which is bonito flakes.
Bonito flakes.
Yeah.
And they kind of dance in the wind.
I'm okay on the bonito flakes.
You're okay on the bonito flakes.
I love bonito flakes.
Oh yeah. There's okonomiyaki.
It's beautiful.
That does look good. It looks very thick and creamy. I like scallion pancakes, and it gives me that kind of flavor vibe from its appearance. Mm-hmm. I don't love those wiggly bonito flakes.
Oh my gosh,
I love
so
the
much
way.
Flavor.
It's
so,
like
so.
Your food is alive, and you're like, it's moving. I love it.
Maybe that's what I don't like.
I like this idea, though, of kind of like weeping for the Japanese food that could have been the sushi in America.
Yeah, know? I don't know, but ramen is arguably even bigger.
I also weep for the different East Asian noodle soups that we could have had.
Taiwanese beef noodle soup, which is ramen.
Bún ba huế, Central Vietnam, shout out. Kao soy, mee kwong, Chinese.
I love Tom Kha, nothing like those soups, but God, it's a delicious soup.
Next opinion.
Hi, this is Marisha. I'm from Connecticut.
Hey.
And I love your podcast. I love the voicemail. That was great.
Thank you. We're very sexy.
Oh, it sounds like a phone sex hotline if you call.
My unpopular opinion is I like to dip chicken nuggets in chocolate pudding or a chocolate milkshake, either way. Yeah, I always do that. And then people look at me really weird and I'm just like, it's really good. So that's my unpopular opinion. I hope you guys have a great day. And just so you know, this podcast gets me through work every day.
You get us through
this podcast
every day.
All right. Bye.
I don't hate this podcast.
We think about Marisha so we can get through it every day.
I don't hate this podcast. Do you hate this podcast?
No, I love this podcast. It's a great time.
Meggie, can you believe this guy?
This schmuck. It's not the pudding that weirds me out. It's the chocolate.
How do you feel?
Well, the Wendy's people who do the fries and the Frosties can voice their opinions. I'm not one to combine chocolate with meat very often, other than the occasional bacon. It can kind of work. I think it has to be such a highly salty meat to work with chocolate. And I feel like chocolate milkshake. How chocolatey is this thing? How chocolate is chocolate pudding and chocolate milkshake
chocolatey.
Are different.
Yeah.
Very different
pudding
chocolate.
Pudding tends to be more heavily chocolatey than milkshake.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like, I'm just trying to think what would be the best chocolate to put on the best chicken.
Well, so there was a whole restaurant devoted to chocolate flavored fried chicken in Los Angeles that was very ill fated. It was called Choco Chicken.
Was this the Red Velvet chicken?
It was called Choco Chicken.
Choco, like Choco, but like Choco Chicken.
It's
and it was
so
started by the founder of Umami Burger, Adam Fleischman.
Joke.
And it was a massive failure, but he was like, this is certainly going to work because we put umami into burgers. Why can't we put chocolate into chicken?
Chocolate.
And it did not work. Vanilla pudding. I think I would be in with both French fries. That's just like a very sweetened mayonnaise, right? You know?
Is it?
Let
it's
me
like
tell
Korean
you.
Honey butter fried chicken. Why
Let
not
me tell you.
I like nuggets. Honey mustard, and that's the
if
closest.
If Kim Kardashian can put honey on her chicken nuggets, you can put chocolate pudding and chocolate milkshake on yours. Now, don't worry about it. People are going to judge you for it, but don't worry about them. If Kim K can do whatever she wants, so can you.
But lots of people put honey on their chicken
no,
nuggets.
No, only Kim Kardashian.
No, Kim Kardashian does it on her chicken nuggets. The nuggets.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Okay. Who else does that? Tell me three more people. Don't say yourself.
I grew up doing that.
Okay,
I couldn't name people because it's so common to so many people that it would be an insult.
There is no way
you
can
be like,
tell.
Kevin. Mary.
Yeah, this guy named John I knew.
There's no way that
Krista.
There's no way that you know more than three people that put honey on their chicken nuggets.
Megan from Charlotte. From Raleigh.
I think my wife Becky does.
His wife Becky.
Okay. So just live your life. Put chocolate pudding on it. I'm not going to judge you. These guys might, but
I think it's gross.
Yeah, it's pretty. You're a bad person.
I'm not opposed to this podcast, so you know, I won't hurt your feelings as much. I think it's gross, and the people who are staring at you are right.
Live your truth.
If our brand equity falls, you just out. You're leaving. You're gone.
I can't hurt you.
Hi, Josh and Nicole. This is Caleb from South Dakota. I'm a semi-truck driver at a drive out of Kansas. Firstly, just wanted to thank you for all that y'all do on the podcast and the YouTube.
Thank
I spend a lot of time by myself driving truck, and I really enjoy the content, so thank you for that. My question is, what do you think I should be bringing with me on the road for food? I've got a fridge and a freezer in the truck, small ones. And I don't have a microwave like most truckers. I don't care for them. So I've got an air fryer, I've got a tea kettle, and I've got a propane burner.
Wow.
So just wondering what you thought I should bring for food on the road with me. I appreciate you taking my call. Y'all have a good day.
Air fryer, tea kettle,
and a propane burner. The world is your oyster.
Honestly, you can cook anything.
You can boil.
You can cook anything.
You can fry.
Yeah, you make a full English breakfast.
You can
take
bake.
Some black pudding with you.
What should you take? Keep it in the fridge. It's hard because if you said like, oh, I only have a microwave, I'm like, okay, well, what's the best frozen stuff? But this sets like...
You can do whatever you
I'm
want.
I'm trying to think what's like quick, flavorful, nutritious, keeps you like awake and alert. I once made pre-workout couscous.
Red Bull chicken.
Red Bull chicken. Oh, honestly, Red Bull chicken. Oh, you should absolutely make Red Bull chicken. I believe the heat does... No, it doesn't kill caffeine because...
Let me tell you.
No, heat does kill caffeine.
One time I cooked hot dogs in Red Bull and it was the worst smell ever, and we've cooked some screwed up stuff in here.
But here's what you do. You take you make like a fried chicken, right? You got an air fryer. Do air fried chicken. You can even do tendies. And then in that propane burner yours, you put like a couple Red Bulls in a sauce pot, any flavor Red Bull you want, but it's got to be full sugar.
No.
You boil that down about like to 20%. And then you take butter and you just hit that with butter and a whole lot of salt.
You can add
any spices. You want a little smoked paprika, onion, garlic. That's going to ramp up the savory notes.
But you're
effectively making, it's going to taste like mango habanero. You put some hot sauce in there. No, I've done this before. I swear to God.
It's
going to
smell bad.
I used four different flavors of Red Bull to make fried chicken wings and it was fantastic. Yeah, do this with naked wings and that's a great time.
I'm going to vote. Oh, that's pretty good. I'm going to vote eggs and bread.
Eggs and bread have kept the world fed for thousands of years.
Eggs and bread, you can cook them a variety of ways with the options you have presented. And they're always good. You just need salt and pepper. You don't need much else to make it taste good. And you can have fun with how you want to make your eggs and bread each day.
Pakistani hard-boiled egg curry. What you do is you're going to want about 3 pounds of ginger, 2 pounds of garlic. You're going to want to process that. You're going to want to get a couple food processors for your truck. That way you have one just for ginger and garlic, and then you have one for your various chutneys.
Right. And you probably need one for coffee.
Side note, I just want to say thank you to all of the truck drivers of America. You're the backbone of America. I don't care what anyone says.
No, yeah. 100%.
Truck drivers work incredibly hard, and I respect the crap out of you guys. So.
And I still do, and I used to tour a lot where I drove, like a lot, like 8 hours a day between shows, and we always passed truckers. And I will say that truckers actually are creating the safety of the freeway.
Wow.
Like they drive very, very safely. And it's absolutely
Highway
truckers.
Patrol.
It's absolutely truckers who just define what is going on.
Wow.
And
I didn't know that.
Like they drive knowing that everyone else is going to make mistakes. So they're really the safest drivers there are because they're driving gigantic death machines.
Sure.
At the same speed as you. And you have a small death machine.
Shout out to all long haul truckers, except for the ones that when I go,
they
flip me
it.
Off. I don't like that. I don't like the ones who flip me off.
The ones that you go honk honk.
I get it. You don't have to honk honk every time, but like a look and like a polite, like, hey,
They should be like,
"You're not a child.
Baby sleeping."
Yeah. Have you ever thought of showing them your boobs?
I'm making Pakistani egg curry. Come.
Showing them your boobs will make them do the Hong Kong.
Sometimes I show truckers my boobs, and sometimes they really flip me off. You know, they don't like it, and so I don't. You know, but most long haul truckers really respect what you do.
It's a hard life. It's a hard knock.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining us on A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. Keith, that was directed to you, but I said it to the camera.
I think they joined it too.
They will join.
They were joined. Everyone's joined.
Yeah.
At joined. The hip.
Maybe. Well, I feel like I'd be a good Siamese twin. No, you don't say that anymore, do you? That's oh my conjoined? God, what a racist
conjoined
term.
Conjoined twin. Yeah, now we
who
don't
would
say
you
that
want
anymore.
To be a conjoined twin with?
I would want Same to be a conjoined twin Same with me. You, Nicole. Yes. But
that wouldn't,
yes.
be possible. That wouldn't be possible.
One digestive system.
Huh?
And I am the only one with the mouth.
Who wants to be a cat dog kind of creature with me?
Peggy!
Peggy, get in there with Keith. Keith, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on the Try Guys YouTube channel as well as at Keith Habs all over the internet. I also have a comedy band called Lou Burger. All the vowels are E's if that helps you out. We have a tour in November where we're performing various parts of the Midwest, some Ohio shows, Kansas City, St. Louis, Minneapolis, somewhere outside of Chicago, and Indianapolis, unfortunately for me. I don't love Indianapolis, but I can't wait to perform for you there.
Indianapolis, come on
been,
down.
Have you been to Indiana?
Never.
Never.
No. Yeah, well.
What am I going to do in Indiana?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Don't go unless you're already forced to be there, and if you are forced to be there, come see me, and we can complain about it together. But yeah.
Sioux Falls, is that in Indiana?
South Dakota.
Oh. I tried.
Cedar Falls is in Iowa. There's no falls in Indiana. It's too flat.
Thank you so much for stopping by the podcast. We got new episodes out every Wednesday on your favorite audio-only platforms, out on this very YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen, on Sundays.
That's right. And if you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up at 833-DOG-POD-1. The number again is 833-DOG-POD-1. What?
I know it's hot dogs, but
we'll see y'all next time.